Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. We're gonna get the church crunk on this one. Gonna be dancing in the aisles on this one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gonna have to take your heels off of this.
Anointed truth.
Let's go. Spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
Better bob your head.
Spirit make you move your feet. Better move your feet.
Better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Yeah,
cause I know I've been chosen.
Your
spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
Your spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet.
Better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chosen. I can feel the spirit all in the building. It's going down from the flow up to the ceiling. Drop the black prince of preachers and we sold a million. We independent.
Independent?
So we made a killing. And Alexis told me that we was winning. He prophesied it. I guess he knew it from the beginning. They think we dealing the way we live. And the only thing we giving is deliverance.
Yeah.
I got that word, I'm the plug if you need it. The truth is what I'm speaking, I'm not trying to sound conceited. It's all God's plan, he's the mastermind. He told me it's my time, and then he gave me mine. Man,
your spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
Your spirit make you move your feet.
You better move your feet.
You better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Yeah,
cause I know I've been chosen.
Your
spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
Your spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet.
Better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, but the dance, I'ma close.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chosen. I enter in his courts with
praises.
You just praying, but what is you saying? My blessings creeping up like Jason. You can't beat God given, I'm just saying. You see, I make hits. I know you feel this. My ghost writer's the Holy Spirit. You get it? I say rapping Christ, cause he the realest. I guess this record sacrifice, cause I just killed it.
Okay.
Stop with the poker face. You know what the deal is. When haters try, I'll let you know. But look, I'm still here. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. Black Prince of Preachers is in the building. Amen. First Lady is in the building also. This is We Got That Word. The Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries is in the building. And you know if you want that word, we got it. Praise God on today. Amen. We about to go ahead and just go into a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on today. Lord, we want to ask that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way on today. We want to feel your presence on today, Lord. We worship you. We lift you up. We magnify you because you are truly worthy to be praised, Lord. We want you to know we love you and we adore you on today. Hallelujah. Lead us and guide us through your word, Lord. Give us the revelation that you want us to have on today. We bind, we rebuke, and we loose the enemy, hallelujah, from us on today, hallelujah, that's trying to prevent us from receiving your word, hallelujah, Lord, for prevent those from hearing your word on today, and we thank you in advance for everything you're about to say and do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Once again, we thank God for each and every person that has called in, everybody that's tuned in out there on YouTube, Facebook, Blog Talk. Hallelujah. We are finna get into a word from the Lord on today. If you have your Bibles, we're going to go to the book of Mark. Hallelujah. We're going to the book of Mark, chapter 8. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mark chapter 8, and we're going to start at verse 22 on today. Praise God. Mark chapter 8, we're going to start at verse 22. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And this word, amen, is going to be entitled today, amen, Lord. Hallelujah. I need another touch. Praise God. Hallelujah. I need one more touch. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I need the process. Hallelujah. To come to a conclusion. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of us, amen, aren't aware. Hallelujah. Amen. That there's a process. Praise God. Amen. And some of us, amen, jumped, amen, before the process was completed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And you know, amen, if this word ain't for you, it's for somebody you know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So if we come to the church to learn, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Everything we learn may not necessarily pertain to us, but it pertains to somebody we know. Hallelujah. And when we learn a word, hallelujah, it's our responsibility to share that word. It's our responsibility to pass that word on. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, especially when you feel like that wasn't for me. Hallelujah, amen, but there's a reason. Hallelujah, why that word hits your ears. Praise God. Hallelujah, it might be for somebody, amen, that you know. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. We're going to start at verse 22, Mark chapter 8. Hallelujah. And he is Jesus, praise God, coming to Bethsaida. Hallelujah. And they bring him a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now let's break it down. Bethsaida, hallelujah, amen, was a sinful city. Praise God. Hallelujah. The New Orleans, Las Vegas, the Los Angeles, the New York, the Atlanta of today. Praise God. And not to offend you if that's where you live, praise God, but you see what's going on around you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of they call it Sin City. Hallelujah. Las Vegas, they call it Sin City. Hallelujah. For a reason. Praise God, because there's a lot of sinning going on. That's why they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, because they don't want you to know, amen, the kind of sins they committed while they were in that place. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen, praise God. So we want to point out, amen, this is important to point out, because the scripture could have just said he entered into a town, but it wanted us to know what city he entered into for a reason. Praise God, so we'll know what type of environment he was entering into. Praise God, hallelujah. And some of us, amen, on a side note, some of us, they call ourselves men and women of God, hallelujah, amen. Maybe we need to go, hallelujah, to those sin cities, amen. Maybe that's where God is sending us to. Praise God, hallelujah. And look, he ain't sending us to save everybody in the city. Hallelujah, can I say that again? Because we think we so anointed we can save everybody. He ain't sending us to save everybody in the city. If God send you to a place, hallelujah, the person who needs to be saved is there. See, the problem is we want crowds. Y'all know who I'm talking to. We want crowds. We want the masses. Glory to God. Hallelujah, amen. We want a massive following. It shows every day from our social media, from our Facebook, our Instagram, our Twitter, our TikToks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to build a following. Hallelujah. We're not happy with just one follower. Glory to God. So if God sent me into this city, if God sent me to this place, if God sent me to this job, Hallelujah. If God sent me to this church, hallelujah, praise God. If God sent me to this place, hallelujah, in our minds, he must have sent me here like he sent Jonah to save the entire city. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But Jesus went into this sinful city. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the people in the sinful city brought him one person. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and reading out of the King James, it says he was blind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And for those of you that don't know, when the Bible mentions a man being blind, it has a multiple meaning. Hallelujah. Praise God. It means more than just without sight. It means without knowledge. Hallelujah. Without intelligence, without vision. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because without vision, you can't see a future for yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With that knowledge, amen. Hallelujah. You don't know what it takes, hallelujah, to do what you got to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. And without sight, you can't see which way to go. Hallelujah. So we don't know if the man couldn't see with his eyes. Amen. We don't know if the man was dumb in his mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we know whatever adjective they're using this word blind for. Hallelujah. It was such a need that the people in the sin city, in this sinful city, brought this man to Jesus. And they besought him. That means they asked him. They begged him. They pleaded with him. They wanted him, hallelujah, to touch this blind man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You know, sometimes you can be hanging around people that know you ain't supposed to be hanging around with them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sometimes you can be places where the people in that place know you ain't supposed to be here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And those people, the people that know you ain't supposed to be where they are, will be quicker to help you. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Get to where you're supposed to be. Hallelujah. And the people, hallelujah, that are supposed to be helping you. The people that say they saved. Hallelujah. The people that say they sanctified. The people that say they filled with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They will see you. Hallelujah. And no, ain't that sister so-and-so child? He ain't supposed to be over there. She ain't supposed to be hanging out with them. I would say something, but instead what I'm going to do is go home, get on the telephone. Hallelujah. And call sister so-and-so and tell sister so-and-so that I saw sister so-and-so daughter on the corner. Hallelujah. I saw brother Johnson. Hallelujah. Brother over there in the park selling dope. Hallelujah. I saw your nephew, hallelujah, over there doing. I'm going to go home and talk about you. I'm going to go home and gossip about you. Glory to God. But I ain't going to take the time to help you. People in the world, hallelujah, look at you and say, you ain't supposed to be here. Hallelujah. Praise God. And they saw this blind man and took this blind man. You need to touch him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Let's look at verse 23. In verse 23, it says, and he took the blind man by the hand. Hallelujah. I heard a lot of preachers preach this. This is a, hallelujah, amen, a two-touch process. Amen. But I want to argue with y'all today that it's a three-step, a three-touch. Hallelujah. Process. God had to touch him three times. The first touch was when he grabbed his hand. Glory to God. And he led him out of the town. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when he had spit in on his eyes, see, and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. Now, let me break this down and explain, because a lot of times we get this blind man confused with the other blind man. It's about four blind men. And this particular blind man, hallelujah, amen, we get him confused because on one blind man, Jesus spit on the ground and made like little mud and put it in his eyes. Hallelujah. Amen. But then this blind man, hallelujah, amen, he spat directly into his eyes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But before we talk about him spitting into it, I wanted to differentiate that. Before I get into the spit, first let me get into the first touch. The first touch, he grabbed him by his hand, took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town. Hallelujah. He led him out of the town. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. Praise God, because somebody going to catch it in their spirit before I break it down. He led him out of the town. He led him out of the environment that he was in. Hallelujah. Praise God, which tells me in this process, his environment had something to do with his infirmity. Praise God. Hallelujah. His environment had something to do with his infirmity. See, a lot of us want to be healed. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we want to stay in the environment that we in. Praise God. He say that again for the chief seats. A lot of us want to be healed, but we want to stay in the environment that we in. Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of us don't want to move out the hood. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A lot of us don't want to change occupations. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want to stay working at the strip club. I'm just a bartender, though, Elder. Hallelujah. I want to stay working there, but I want to, you know, change my life around at the same time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I got the money to move out the hood, but I'm real. Glory to God. Yeah, God has blessed me, but I want to stay in the environment that I am. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because money ain't going to change me. Glory to God. I got a degree. I could easily change jobs. That's not hallelujah, amen, but I got something to prove. Praise God. Amen. I ain't better than everybody else. I ain't holier than thou. Praise God. I could change churches. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you don't understand. We've been going to this church for years. My mama went there. My granddaddy went there. His daddy went there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is a tradition that's in the family. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I could have been moved out my mama house. Hallelujah. Praise God. But my mama needs me. I got to stay around here. What kind of son would I be? Hallelujah. If I was to move out and leave her on her own, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But yet we want to advance, but yet we want to stay. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want to advance, but yet we want to stay right where we at. Hallelujah. Praise God. But Jesus said, amen, the first step in the process of being healed is first you have to change your environment. You got to come out from where you at. Hallelujah. I don't want to be a sellout. Hallelujah. I'm down with my set no matter what happened. Praise God. I'm down with my hood. Hallelujah. My family need me. Glory to God. I can't leave my family. Hallelujah. Blood is thicker than water. All these lies we tell ourselves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For whatever reason, we don't want to come out of whatever we in, but God say the first step is first you got to allow me to lead you out of there. Hallelujah. Praise God, and understand while I'm leading you out of this situation, while I'm making a way for you to come out of your environment, understand you will still have the same infirmity. Glory to God. Just the process of coming out ain't gonna take it away. Oh, glory to God. Because sometimes we go through the first step and we expect to see results immediately. Well, we already moved. Hallelujah. We already changed locations. We already changed jobs. I'm already out of that neighborhood. Glory to God. Well, why do I still have this same, hallelujah, infirmity? Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we haven't went on to the next step. Hallelujah. The next step which leads to the second touch. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it says, amen. And when he spit on his eyes. Hallelujah, we have to stop, because what does that mean? He spat, glory to God, on his eyes. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. He spat on the part, amen, of his eye, of his body, amen, that had the infirmity. Praise God, hallelujah. A lot of times, amen, when somebody speaks, amen, to the part of you that has the infirmity, amen, the way the Lord gave it to me, amen, praise God, is through the word, the first hearing of the word. When you first come in contact, hallelujah, with the word, hallelujah, amen, not knowing what you know now. When you first heard what you heard, hallelujah, amen, some of you were a little offended. Praise God. Some of you were a little offended by the word. Hallelujah, praise God. What do you mean? You mean I picked up the book and I began to read it and began to say everything that I did was in the book. Hallelujah. Praise God. I got offended because I felt like I'm going to hell. Look at this. Hallelujah. Think about, even though the man was blind, think about it. Hallelujah. You sitting there blind and you hear somebody, and then the next thing you know, your face is wet. Praise God. You know this man just spat on you. Hallelujah. That Pastor Michael Todd, 3 months ago, he spat on somebody. Amen. Quoting this scripture. In church, amen, praise God. And the man himself wasn't offended, praise God, amen, but seemed like everybody else was. Glory to God, hallelujah. Acting out a point, hallelujah, amen, how we get offended by the word of God. Because the word, hallelujah, speaks, it's a mirror. Hallelujah, that's all the commandments are, it's a mirror. When you look at the Ten Commandments, you see everything wrong with you. Hallelujah, praise God. And just like when you look in the mirror, praise God, and you see your hair ain't looking right. Hallelujah, your pants unzipped. Glory to God, hallelujah. I've been walking around like this all day. Hallelujah, praise God. But then after he spat on him, watch this, he put his hands upon him. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. That's to show the confidence of the word. Hallelujah. See, the word is a double-edged sword. It cuts, but it also heals. Hallelujah. It cuts, but it also heals. It shows you, amen, your faults. Hallelujah. Amen. But it also, amen, gives you some grace. Hallelujah. It gives you understanding. Praise God. Hallelujah. So once he put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. Can you see now? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And in verse 24 it says, and he looked up and said, I see men walking as trees. Now we've already been through two touches. Glory to God. I've been led out of my environment. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've been told the word, and it offended me. And then the same word that offended me turned around and comforted me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But then there's a problem, because now that I open my eyes, now that I have sight, now that I have, amen, some might say understanding, hallelujah, something still ain't right, because I see men walking around like trees. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I see men walking around like trees. Now let's first we've got to examine, let's examine the tree. Praise God. Hallelujah. What's the issue? hallelujah, with this man's sight. Hallelujah. What is he seeing wrong? He's looking at a man. Glory to God, but he's seeing a tree. Praise God. Hallelujah. And some of us might say, well, what does that mean? When you look at a tree, what do you see? You see stature. A tree is tall. It reaches up to the heavens. Hallelujah. Higher than you could ever reach. Glory to God. It towers over you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. In the wrong situation, a tree can be intimidating to you. If you're trying to go somewhere and a tree is blocking your path. Hallelujah. That's a narrow path and you can't get around this tree. Amen. Hallelujah. You can't move it. Praise God. You can't move it out of your way. You don't have the strength. It is well rooted. Hallelujah. It has a solid foundation and it ain't going nowhere. Praise God. Hallelujah. What else about this tree? This tree provides many, many facets to it. It's multifaceted, they would say. Praise God. It provides shade in the summertime. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If I get hot, amen, to get out the sun, ain't no clouds, I can just get up under this tree. Hallelujah. And get some shade. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then in the wintertime, if I got to, amen, I can cut the branches off this tree and I can go burn them, hallelujah, for some firewood. So to keep me warm, hallelujah, in the wintertime, praise God. And depending on what kind of tree it is, I might can eat the whatever it produces. Hallelujah. It might produce some oranges, glory to God. It might be an apple tree, hallelujah. It's providing something. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Then on top of that, it's providing oxygen. It's giving me oxygen to breathe. Hallelujah. So when I can begin to compare myself to a tree, glory to God, I can't compare. It provides, hallelujah, amen, too much. Amen. It does too many things simultaneously at one time that I'm not able to do. I'm intimidated by this tree. So what is he saying when I'm saying I'm seeing men walk around with like trees? I'm saying my self-esteem, hallelujah, ain't where it need to be. I have people in higher places, on pedestals, in higher positions, amen, over me. I think all these men are better than me. Hallelujah. They're able to provide more. They're able to do more. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. But God created the tree before he created the man. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you got to understand the tree, hallelujah, God created us perfect, but once we ate from that tree that we wasn't supposed to eat from, we were no longer, amen, perfect, amen. But the tree remained perfect. The tree to this day still obeys God. If you want another tree, the tree reproduces itself. Hallelujah. You can't reproduce yourself. A leaf can fall off the tree, hit the ground, and root itself into the ground, and then grow a whole nother tree. Hallelujah. So when you look at a man as you look at a tree, you are no doubt intimidated because this tree can do way more than I can do. Hallelujah. And it ain't got to be told to do it. It does it automatically. Not only that, it obeys God. It does whatever God tells that tree to do, it do. It is so much better than I am. Hallelujah. It even obeys God better than me. But God said today, amen, you can't compare yourself to a tree. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And neither can you say other men are like trees. You're not looking at the situation. You're not looking at people correctly. You have elevated them over you. Hallelujah. Praise God. They were talking about the scripture that says, amen, wives submit to your own husbands. Praise God, hallelujah. And that scripture is only there to say you have elevated another man other than your husband. Praise God. Hallelujah. You have made this man better than your husband. He's over your husband. Hallelujah. You telling your husband you need to be like him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Maybe causing him to look at men as hallelujah trees. Glory to God and hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody out there, you're comparing yourself to other women. Look how pretty she is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look how fine she is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't look like that with your bathing suit on. Praise God. Hallelujah. As you scroll down to Instagram, hallelujah, praise God. You don't look like this. You don't look like that. Hallelujah. They don't look like that either. Praise God. Hallelujah. They got makeup on. Then they got a filter on top of that. Praise God. Then they then went and had surgery on top of that. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if they were to take all that stuff off, hallelujah, amen, they would look like you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. My grandma used to say a little lipstick and paint will make you exactly what you ain't. Praise God. And you trying to be somebody else and they ain't even what they portraying themselves to be. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Praise God. Let's get back. He said, and after he put his hands upon his eyes and made him look up, he was restored and saw every man clearly. He was restored. He saw everything restored. Glory to God. See, that's a key word. He was restored. Hallelujah. So this man wasn't born blind. This man wasn't always in this circumstance. He didn't always think the way he thought. Lord have mercy. He didn't always see things the wrong way. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you know, the scripture don't give us enough information. How did he end up like that if he wasn't born like that? Praise God, hallelujah. We just got to look for the key words. Check this out. It say, hallelujah. And when he sent him away to his house saying, watch this, he sent him away to his house saying, neither go into the town nor tell it to any in the town. Wait a second. Hallelujah. So the town where he got the man from was not the man's home. Hallelujah. Praise God. In other words, he was somewhere, amen, he really wasn't supposed to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Jesus gave him instruction not to go back to that town. So could it be, hallelujah, amen, by reason of a process of elimination, amen, that the town is the reason he was in the condition he was in. Before he went to that town, he was not in that circumstance. Before he went to that town, he was not blind. Before he went to that town, he could see. Before he went to that town, he didn't see men like trees. Before he went to that town, he had a proper understanding. But the environment that he was in, hallelujah. So Jesus gave, he said, go home. Glory to God. He told him to go home, hallelujah, and don't go back to the town I got you out of. Not only that, nor tell any in the town. So watch this, glory to God. It wasn't just the environment, it was the people in the environment. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, some people will press you and say, you need to go and thank those who looked out for you. Praise God. They the ones got you to Jesus. The least you could do is go back and say thank you. Praise God. And maybe they going to have an attitude. So you done got your life together. You can't come see nobody. Hallelujah. You can't come have a drink. Praise God. You can't come see your family member. You can't come see your brother. Hallelujah. Amen. They gonna make you into something, hallelujah, that you not because they feeling away. Now you holier than thou. Now you better than us. You better than the rest of your family. It's people that grow up and move away from their family and never go back till it's a funeral. And the family members just talk about them. And as a child, I used to hear these conversations and used to think, why wouldn't somebody want to come see their mama? Glory to God. Hallelujah. But not knowing, amen, sometimes these environments, amen, that we grew up in, it may be your mama, it might be your daddy, praise God. Sometimes you got to get away. And they may have been the ones who told you to go to church. Hallelujah. They may have been the ones that led you to God, but when God led you away, God told you not to go back. Hallelujah. Our problem is some of us go back anyway. Because we think we know more than God. See, God tells us, watch this, hallelujah. I believe Paul the one said, hallelujah, amen, that God knows our construct. I'm paraphrasing. Hallelujah, amen. He will not allow you to be tempted above which ye are able. Translation, I won't put more on you than you can bear. That's where they get that phrase from. God will never put more on you than you can bear. He knows what you can handle. Hallelujah. So Jesus has given this man instructions. You can't handle going to this town. You can't handle working at this job. Hallelujah. Praise God. Something I experienced, glory to God. Hallelujah. Worked at one job. I'm at this job cussing like a sailor. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about every other word. Hallelujah. Why? Because the Lord told me, don't go there. Don't go back there. But when you look around, people might, amen, try to tell you, you don't know what you're talking about. Glory to God. They might question your womanhood, question your manhood. Glory to God. They might quote scripture. If a man don't work, he don't eat. That's scripture with no revelation. Hallelujah. What did God tell you? Hallelujah. And you got to realize something, amen. God speaks to everybody. You got to think about it like your boss at your job. Yeah, y'all have employee meetings. And at the employee meeting, he gives a broad speech to everybody. Everybody hears this word. Hallelujah. But then he pulls some people to the side. And the word he gives you ain't for the rest of your coworkers. Hallelujah. Praise God. So even if you were to go back and say, boss said this, they wouldn't agree because they didn't hear it. Hallelujah. What am I saying? I'm saying sometimes, amen, you are the only one that heard what God said concerning that matter. Hallelujah. So when you tell them, God said this, don't expect them to believe you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Remember Joseph? When Joseph had the dreams, his daddy didn't even want to believe him. Hallelujah. His brothers threw him into a pit. Praise God. Hallelujah. So how do you think people are going to respond to the things that you have to say? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody's vision is different. Y'all can be standing at the same place. Hallelujah. Amen. But if I take my glasses off, you can probably see the corner better than I can, because once I take my glasses off, my vision is affected. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some people, amen, in the spirit, their vision ain't 20/20. See, in the natural, my vision ain't 20/20. I can't see that well without my glasses. But in the spiritual, glory to God. In the spiritual, I can see things that some people can't see. You can see things some people can't see. So don't expect them to see what you see. Hallelujah. So you can't go back and try to get them to see what you see, because they ain't been touched like you've been touched. They haven't been through the process like you've been through the process. Hallelujah. They haven't allowed the word to work on them. They haven't allowed the word to offend them. Hallelujah. Because when the word comes, it's telling you basically, this is what you've been doing, and you don't need to be doing. But I like doing it. Oh, well, you need to stop it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then in the end, he can't go back. He can't go back and tell them, thank y'all. I really appreciate that. Hallelujah. Why? Because God told him not to. Hallelujah. Don't let man tell you, hallelujah, you wrong. You unappreciative. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to do what God tell you to do, because God knows if you go back, you're going to fall back. And then what we got to do, we got to go through all this again. Glory to God. Remember what he said, amen, when you clean out your house, amen, if don't nobody move in, hallelujah, them spirit, that spirit goes to a dry place and pick up seven of his homeboys and come back. And if ain't nobody moved in to that house, which is your soul, glory to God, they going to move in and have a house party. Hallelujah, amen. That Holy Spirit has got to move in there and take the place of that spirit that moved out. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you got to obey. The Bible said obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. And like I say, with the revelation knowledge you learn, sacrifice has multiple meanings. Hallelujah. It's better to, hallelujah, obey God, amen, than to put something on the altar, sin-wise. Because, you know, back then you had to pay for your sins, you know, a couple of doves, a goat, an ox, whatever, praise God. You had to sacrifice it. Hallelujah. But also, if you obey, amen, you won't have to sacrifice things in your life. Hallelujah, praise God. A lot of people have sacrificed their self-respect, hallelujah, because they didn't obey. Hallelujah, amen. Their sanity, because they didn't obey. God told you not to go there, but you went anyway. Glory to God, hallelujah. Now you're going crazy. God told you, hallelujah, not to do this. The Holy Spirit told you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But you did it anyway. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now God, amen, say, I'm going to bring you out of that. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going to be offended for a minute, but then I'm going to comfort you. Hallelujah. Amen. See, that's when you get to the New Testament. That's when you get to the grace. That's when you get to the mercy. Hallelujah. Amen. That's when you get to the everlasting life. Hallelujah. That's when you get to the life more abundantly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yay. First, I got to tell you your faults. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But then I got to tell you about the grace and the mercy, the forgiveness, hallelujah, that came when I died on the cross. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. So, amen. As I get ready to wrap this up, hallelujah, amen. Three touches. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What have we learned? We've learned that our environment has something to do, hallelujah, with our infirmity. Hallelujah. We can't be healed in a place where we ain't supposed to be. We can't get healed in the club. We can't get healed at that job. We can't get healed, hallelujah, amen, in that marriage. I don't know who that's for, glory to God, because you know he ain't saved. Hallelujah. So how you going to get healed if you are unevenly yoked? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our environment has a direct effect on us. And the sad part about it, we got psychiatrists doing these studies that tell us this is the exact same thing. Hallelujah. That environment has something to do with our outcome. Glory to God. How a child grows up. Hallelujah, amen. The people around them, the environment around them has a direct effect on him, on them. Hallelujah. Praise God. And after they did all that research, when it's right here, it's right here in the Word. We got to come out of whatever we in. Hallelujah. We can't hang around the same people. Hallelujah. I don't care if you have been down since high school. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. If God told you not to go around them, there's a reason. Glory to God. Hallelujah. because he's healed you, and now you can see everything clearly. Hallelujah. You see, that's just a man. Glory to God. That's just a woman, just like you. Hallelujah. Praise God. That ain't her real hair, girl. That's weave. Why can't my hair grow like that? Ain't hers. Glory to God. You got to see that. Hallelujah. He has to, amen, touch you again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because some of us see, but we're not seeing things right. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God today for his word. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's let God do what he does. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And follow his instructions. Praise God. Hallelujah. And get that third touch. If this wasn't for you, if you ain't need three touches, you know somebody that do. You know somebody that's somewhere where they ain't supposed to be. And you know if they come out of where they at, hallelujah, it would change who they are. Praise God. Not just change who they are, it would change who they think they are. Because right now, because of where they at, hallelujah, they think they're one person. Hallelujah, amen. They don't realize they're a child of God. Hallelujah. They don't realize, amen, praise God, amen, that they are blessed and highly favored. Amen. They don't realize they are anointed and appointed, praise God, because of their environment. Amen. But God, amen, is encouraging you today. You might be the one that God wants you to take them by the hand and lead them out. Hallelujah. You might be the one, hallelujah, to teach them the word of God, no matter how offensive it is. Hallelujah. You got to teach them the word, the way the word is written. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to give them the facts. You got to give them the truth. Praise God. But then you got to let them know about his grace. Hallelujah. Three touches. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to give them three touches. You know, a lot of we done led them out and gave them the word, but we ain't gave them the grace. That's what the Lord just told me to say. We done led them out. We done show you don't need to be hanging around them. Hallelujah. Praise God. We done showed them the word. This is what it say right here in the word. Hallelujah. But we left them in that place of offense, wiping their eyes that we just spit in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God say it's time to give them that third touch, that mercy, that grace, that redemption. Hallelujah. We need to tell them about Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God that he died for our sins. Hallelujah. Praise God that we, hallelujah, we shall reign in heaven with him. Hallelujah. Praise God that we don't have to be stuck in our sins. Hallelujah. Then we can be as an adulterous woman was, and we can go and sin no more because our mindset has been changed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can't leave them with you going to hell for what you've done. Hallelujah. We got to let them know about the grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He says, it's like we ain't loyal right now. Hallelujah. And we got to let them know about the plea bargain that's on the table. And the plea that's on the table is if you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, hallelujah, you will receive the mercy and grace, hallelujah, amen, and be redeemed from the sin which you are guilty of. Hallelujah. Because the fact is, you are guilty. The fact is, we have sinned. The fact is, we have fell short of the glory of God. The fact is, I don't care how good you think you are. Because the Bible says that your righteousness is like filthy rags. Hallelujah. And if we don't accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, we don't get the grace. We don't get the mercy. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I encourage somebody out there today, if you have not, hallelujah, received Christ in your life, if you have not, amen, made him your Lord and Savior, there's every opportunity to do so right now. See, everybody wants you to wait. You want to wait till you get to the church. But God said you can do it where you at, before it was a church. Hallelujah. Jesus was saving people on the street. Hallelujah. They was baptizing people in the river. Hallelujah. Before it was a church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you want to accept Christ in your life today, hallelujah, if you want to begin that process, hallelujah, of them three touches, hallelujah, if you want to come out, receive the word, hallelujah, and receive the grace, this would be the time. Hallelujah, amen. This is the time. Not tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised. This is the time. Hallelujah, to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. All you got to do is just say, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. I invite you into my life. Hallelujah. Do what you will with me, Lord. Hallelujah. I give my life to you. Hallelujah. 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 And if you prayed that, amen, hallelujah, God heard it. It went straight from your lips to God's ears. And the Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is the Christ, that Jesus is Lord, hallelujah, you shall be saved. Praise God. It's the process. He getting ready to lead you out of something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God on today. Praise God. Everybody that's called in today, everybody that's tuned in, Blog Talk, YouTube, Facebook, praise God. If we got any callers on the line, amen. If you got any testimonies or prayer requests, the line is open at this time. Praise God. Will there be one? Hallelujah. Amen. Will that be one? Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God.
I just want to thank God for another blessed day. Thank him for his love and peace and his joy. Thank him for fellowshipping today with my brothers and sisters. And I just want to thank him for being the Lord of my life. And I thank him for my husband, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, and all the thanks to God for their lifting their holy hands and calling on him and trusting and believing in him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for First Lady Rebecca today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there on the line. Praise God. And happy Juneteenth. Hallelujah, amen, to everybody out there on the line today. Praise amen. God, hallelujah. Those of you watching, if you don't know what Juneteenth is, that's when we found out we was free. Hallelujah. They waited 2 years to tell us. After they signed the Emancipation Proclamation, we found out 2 years later on June 19th that the slaves had been free for 2 years. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else today? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else today with a testimony prayer request on today? Hallelujah.
Amen. This is Sister Alexandra. How's everyone this evening? Amen. It's another blessed day with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I just want to give God all the glory. I want to thank you for your sermon today. Amen. And I just want to thank everyone for coming on. And I just really enjoyed your sermon. Amen. And I want all the men to enjoy themselves today. Just enjoy today. Amen. Whatever it is, whether you celebrate or don't celebrate. Amen. Amen. So I'm just saying, just enjoy whatever it is. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every day is a day of blessing. So you are blessed every day regardless. So it doesn't have to be anything special. You are special in God's eye. You are blessed every day. So you are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for Sister Alexandra on today. Amen. Salt of the Earth is in the building. Praise God. We thank God for her on today. Amen. Those of you watching and listening, make sure you join us on Fridays at 3 o'clock Pacific, 5 o'clock Central, and 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for the Salt of the Earth with Sister Alexandra, whose voice you just heard. Praise God. Hallelujah. And be blessed. Amen. Join us for about an hour. Amen. And just get your word on. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for her on today. Amen. Do we have anyone else on today with testimony, prayer requests? Amen. An affirmation. Praise God. Amen. 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 Well, we thank God on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. And once again, we thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in. Amen. We want to, again, wish everybody a happy Father's Day. Amen. A happy Juneteenth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody have a blessed day out there. Amen. We're going to go ahead and pray. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get out of here on today. Praise God. Make sure you join, like we said, Salt of the Earth on Friday. And then on Saturday mornings, amen, praise God, at 10 o'clock Pacific time, 12 o'clock noon, and 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we have Out of the Mouth of God Ministries, praise God, hosted by yours truly, Elder Andre Prevost, featuring my brother in Christ over there in California, amen, Apostle Eldon Curry, hallelujah, join us at noon, I mean, that's 10 o'clock Pacific Time, noon Central Standard Time, and 1 o'clock Pacific Time, and of course, hallelujah, on Sunday mornings, amen, you can join us on Pastor Page line at 9 o'clock, praise God, Pacific time, 11 o'clock Central time, and 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for Living with Purpose with Mac and Rebecca Page, praise God, hallelujah. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on today. Amen. Once again, we thank God for his word on today. Amen. Amen. And we pray, amen, if we ain't got that third touch, amen, we get it. Hallelujah. Amen. If we know somebody that needs those three touches, hallelujah, we find a way, amen, for them to receive those three touches. Glory to God on today. Hallelujah. Amen. We've had a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah. Any prayer requests at this time before we get out of here? Praise God.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll get prayer for my sister, Marie. She have a leakage in her heart, and they need to pray that God would touch her. Marie
Amen.
Bryant.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else on today? Sister Marie, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, on today just for allowing us to come together and hear your word. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord, that the word that you spoke to us resonates in our hearts, our minds, and our soul, Lord. Hallelujah. We want to come before you right now on behalf of Sister Marie, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We know that you know. Hallelujah, what's best for her, Lord. We know that you know what you're doing in her life. Hallelujah. So we just ask that you do be who you are. And that's God all by yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Touch her in a mighty way and comfort her and let her know whatever she's going through. Hallelujah. Through the infirmity, through the sickness. Hallelujah. That you are there with her. Hallelujah. Praise God. That why, hallelujah, why, amen, has she been hit with this infirmity? Amen. So the work of God can be seen in her life. And we thank you in advance, Lord, for everything that you're about to do. Hallelujah. Let her be a witness that you are a healer, that you are a doctor in the sick room. Hallelujah, Lord. And touch each and every person under the earshot of my voice. Hallelujah. Everybody listening, hallelujah, Lord, touch them in a mighty way. You know each and every one of our individual needs, Lord. And we know that you are the only one that can meet those needs. Hallelujah. So we give all our cares and burdens over to you, because you said in your word that you care for us. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now for taking our burdens on. We thank you, Lord, for making our crooked path straight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for guiding our steps. We thank you, Lord, for making our enemies our footstool, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for honoring your word, that it does not come back void. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We thank God for everybody on today. Hallelujah. Everybody have a blessed night. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody go with God. Y'all have a blessed night. Hallelujah. And don't forget. Hallelujah. To say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed
Amen.
Night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all next time on We Got It.